You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Jeff Withers, a neuro psychotherapist with Dynamic Re-Engagement Australasia in Brisbane, Australia, who focuses on relationships, helping people find, understand, engage, and build the human connection in their lives. It should be a very interesting conversation, and Jeff, we welcome you to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me today. It's really good to be here.
Good to have you coming to us from Brisbane today. So tell us, for starters, what led you to focusing in on relationships?
Well, that's a good question, because it's something which is, it's part of what I've been doing ever since I was a kid. I've always been interested in people and why they do what they do. And I'd often sit at a street or a coffee shop and look at people and wonder what they were doing or thinking. And so it became an interest for me. So I became a psychologist from there and started learning about it. And then different things I experienced personally, watching people's family life break up, watching people do good things together and so forth. So it became a matter of, it grew out of it, just watching people and thinking about it and realizing that everything we do is based on a relationship, whether it be with another person, in a family, with ourselves even with our jobs. So everything we do is connecting with somebody. And so it became very interesting for me to see just what that means and from where it goes from there. You know, how can we explore that and how can we be the best we can with that? And so it's, to me, it's a lifetime interest.
Now, how would you define relationships today in our modern society, even including technology that is playing a part in it?
Well, yeah, I could say relationships at the moment are a little time fragmented state, aren't they? With technology itself is taking people so much into their own worlds, particularly kids. They're so easy and so keen to be caught on their phone and their social media. They're not talking directly anymore. So relationships to me now is it's about trying to get back to our natural way of doing things. Our relationships have become very focused on ourselves, where we want to be personally, how we want to be in life. But I'd like to see a relationship be more than that. So it's what's your relationship with your workplace? What's your relationship with your friends? And so a relationship to me is therefore the connection point between people. So it's, to me, defining relationship is, who are you? What's your natural relationships and behaviours? What's your strengths and weaknesses? How do you provide value to people you deal with? And from that, what trust do they give you? And if you add those things together, you then have a relationship between objects or people, if that makes any sense. So a relationship to me is a connection. And I might even say it's a human connection between one person and something else, whatever that something else might be. So it's quite complex and it's quite in trouble in my mind, because we're so busy and so caught up in our own worlds of technology, our own worlds of social media, our own worlds of self, almost self-pity for some people, that we've lost the art of being able to talk together and be together, if that makes any sense.
And that is certainly so, so true. Now, how would you say your approach differs from the other or more traditional approaches to relationships in the marketplace today?
Well, what I've done, and it came out of a coincidence for me. 3 years ago, I was doing what I was doing, and I came across something which I don't think is well known in America just at the moment, but it's called talent dynamics. And it's based on a Chinese science called the I Ching. And I thought, well, that's interesting. What's this all about? Why is this different? And so I did some exploring. And what I've done is taken the I Ching and talent dynamics, and that's my approach now to all my dealings with people. That is, we look at the I Ching is very ancient science, Chinese science. And it's about understanding the world, understanding how nature flows, understanding that there are, energies that exist between each other. And so from that, believe it or not, the I Ching is actually connected to things like feng shui, meditation, yoga, and so on. So it's a lot of things in the modern world that we didn't even know about that we've, you know, it's been there all this time, and modern science didn't recognize it. So when we take that and apply it to people, we get a very interesting approach to how we can understand ourselves. And so my work is focused totally on getting a profile of a person or relationship first, and then helping understand what that means, and then, you know, what's their value? What have they got to offer themselves and others? What is their personality, and how does that personality engage with other people? And then let's move forward and create something which has got, you know, a long-term future for you. So, for example, if you're a couple, you know, what's the long-term potential for you to exist and survive and be really happy? If you know these things, will it make it more effective for you? And see, the thing is, too, we understand here that people often say, you know, it's all about personalities. I'd like to point out, in my opinion, what I think personality is and how this affects our lives. And basically, it's a mouthful, but I'll say it, that your personality is a combination of your natural behaviors, your natural talents, your strengths and your weaknesses, your intellectual and emotional intelligence, your genetic history, your conscious and unconsciously learned behaviors growing up, external influences that affected you from birth, and the beliefs that you have in your own way of thinking in your own mind. Now, that's a lot of things. And so if we don't approach all those things and we look at relationships, we're missing out part of the puzzle. We have to understand all those things. And using the I Ching and talent dynamics gives me the opportunity to look at all those things together and come up with some really interesting approaches that allow people to, you know, literally get a big aha moment and move forward from there. So to me, it's really exciting work, and I'm dealing with people now across the globe, and I'm really excited about it because of that.
And with reason today, we're joined by Mr. Jeff Withers, a neuropsychotherapist with Dynamic Reengagement Australasia in Brisbane, Australia here, who focuses on relationships, helping people find, understand, engage, and build the human connection in their lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Jeff, what is your main area of focus when we do talk about relationships?
Yes, this is a good one. My main focus now is, it started as couples. I started thinking about couples, but my main focus is fast becoming parents and their young families. I've seen personal experience of young kids aged 3, 4, 5 who are just not happy. I've seen teenagers who are just not happy. And I've seen parents struggling so hard to make them happy, but not knowing how to do it and not understanding why they think and do what they do and why their kids do what they do. And that's a huge area. And I've talked to people now, as I say, around the globe, and it's the same thing in every country I talk to people. You know, how can I be the best parent I can be for my family? How can my family, you know, last night, I spent 2 or 3 hours with a couple of parents. And they're good parents, but they are so concerned that they're not, their kids aren't everything they think they should be. And so, you know, they're concerned about their kids. And I'm saying, well, maybe you need to also think about yourself. So the relationships I'm really focused on is about parenting and families. Everything starts from there. If the child doesn't get it right, inverted commas, in the beginning, the child becomes an adult, the child becomes a parent, and the same thing goes on and on. So if we want to get our relationships right generally across all areas of life, we have to look, in my opinion, to the families and to the kids of those families as they grow up in that family. If we get those people feeling comfortable, and if those people are doing what they naturally do best, because we all do certain things best, naturally, if we're all doing those things best that we can, then we have the best opportunity to be of value to people around us as we grow older. And so it's a lifetime thing. So if we start at the beginning, which means that unlike traditional approaches where we fix the problem, someone comes along, my family's not right, my relationship's not right, I don't feel well, we're fixing the problem. Here, our focus is on, let's get it right before it needs fixing. And that's important, get it right before it needs fixing. And give people a chance to really, really enjoy what they do and really enjoy their life because of it.
If you would, Jeff, tell us a little more about your current work with families. For example, if you could explain the Parenting for Life project, what that means for families and how each and every family could benefit from the work you are involved in at the moment.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. This happened about 6 weeks ago when someone said to me, why don't you reach out to parents? And you know, instead of just assuming that you know what they need, find out what they need. So on that note, we put together something called the Parenting for Life Project. And I reached out to families in Africa, England, Australia. I almost had someone in America, but it didn't quite work. But we had a mix of families right across different countries, and we asked them to do various activities and question them on certain things to discover what they were doing, how they felt as parents. And then we gave them things that could actually change for them, improve what they're doing, and ask for their feedback. And from that project, we've come up with a program or several programs which are very targeted on families, particularly families with younger kids in this case, who want to do the best they can. And so it's an actual program which, when it's presented, will be an online program most likely that people can plug into, and they can actually, in their own time, in their own privacy, work through activities that help them to learn about why they do what they do and give them strategies and things they can actually use to do better. And from that, we're also going to take them to perhaps parenting retreats and things where families can be together and learn together away from the normal environment. So, you know, it's very much focused on taking a family, take them away from what they know, because what they know isn't always what's working the best for them, and give them the opportunity to learn about things they never saw before. Give them the opportunity to experiment with things that you know, might be of use to them. And when they do that, see for themselves what difference they got for themselves and their families and the kids. What difference came out of that? How much more are they more together and connected as a family? How much more are they happy with their kids' progress? And so the Parenting for Life project to me is, it's essential. It's essential because that's where it all starts. As I said before, if we can work with getting, I'll give you an example. If we take a child and we help a child do something well for a day, he'll be happy for that day. If we teach the parents to help their child be happy day by day, the child will have a good experience forever. And that's the difference. Give the parents the skills to make it possible for their kids to be as good as they can be, and the parents to be as good as they can be, the family becomes effective, successful. And that's about the bottom line for me.
Very important and with great value, and there's no more higher priority than having the family in order with a firm foundation. So really thank you for what you're doing and how you're working with families out in your neck of the woods as well. And I'm sure you probably offer that through Skype and those sorts of plans. I'm just going out on a limb assuming you may offer that, or is that just in person?
It's interesting, Oscar. It will definitely be in person sometimes. Mainly it'll be online, Skype, webinars, digital programs, because there are two things. The main thing is I want to get to as many people as possible, and it doesn't matter what country you're in. You're right, families are still the base point for all of us. And I find with families, the cost for them to be in a room is expensive. The cost for them to be at home on their own in front of their computer or together talking is extremely cheap. And so it's much more approachable, it's much more accessible for them. So yes, it's going to be across, as far as I'm concerned, within 6 months from now, I'd like it to be available across the globe for people to simply log into and get started at their own time, at their own pace, in their own privacy of their own homes. So yes, you're right. It's going everywhere.
Certainly glad I asked that question. That's absolutely phenomenal. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip along the lines of what we have been discussing today?
Sure. It's something which I tend to talk to a lot of people about. So it's simple as this. In my opinion, no matter who your partner is, what type of relationship you're experiencing, it's respect, it's trust, engagement, it's communication and sharing and growing together. All of those things are vitally important for success. All of them you need to look at. All of them will help you become successful in your relationship. And that's my biggest tip to anybody.
Well, Jeff, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today. Tell us where listeners can get more information accordingly and how they could be in touch.
Well, the easiest way is through the website, which we're in the process of updating at the moment to put all this on there for them. The website is www.dreaus.com. That's DREAUS.com. And from there, they can certainly make contact to us and we can be in touch. I'm very accessible via Skype. I talk to a lot of people around the world on Skype. It's a great way to meet people and to learn more.
Well, once again, Jeff, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Again, thanks for what you're doing, and we look forward to having you back in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity. You too.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Withers, a neuropsychotherapist with Dynamic Reengagement Australasia in Brisbane, Australia, who focuses on relationships, helping people find, understand, engage, and build the human connection in their lives. And for more information, simply visit www.dreaus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.